Any remembrance event is emotional for Sydney resident Russ Hudson, a veteran who was in the Royal Canadian Air Force for 28 years. My father was a Spitfire pilot during the war. I had an uncle in the bomber command. So days like this are very emotional for me, very important. I have very close family ties to war, which is why in 1963, I decided to put the uniform on to serve my nation. An August 7th ceremony for a brand new Veterans Crosswalk in Sydney was a profound moment for Hudson to reflect on those ties and invite the community to do the same. Located at the intersection of Sydney Avenue and 4th Street, the crosswalk's alternating red and white stripes mirror the colors of the poppy flower, symbolizing remembrance meant to last for generations to come. Former town crier Kenny Podmore initially presented the proposal for the crosswalk on behalf of the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 37 in February. The town of Sydney unanimously approved its installation in June. The town of Sydney was just 100% behind us. The support they've given me, I've been so lucky, Podmore said after the ceremony. Podmore, who is first vice president of the Legion, expressed emotional ties behind his crosswalk mission. His young nephew was killed in a road accident when he volunteered to serve in the Royal Navy in Ireland. His father was a Grenadier Guardsman, his brother, a signalman, his brother-in-law is in the Royal Air Force, and his brother-in-law's son is in the Royal Navy. Podmore himself served in the Royal Engineers Territorial Army for years and went on to be a detachment commander in the cadets. As the members in attendance proudly marched across the crosswalk behind the piper, Podmore said it was a spiritual moment that connected him to his family members who had served. "Absolutely, I felt them with me," he said. As an immigrant who came to Canada from England in 2002, Podmore said having a country accept you is the greatest thing ever. Advocating for the crosswalk was one way he wanted to give back to the supportive community he has found. Hudson, a proud member of Legion Branch 37's Color Guard, noted the strong presence of support for veterans in the seaside town. He hopes the crosswalk will encourage people to have moments of remembrance in their daily lives. In the last few years, the number of people who are coming out on November 11th is growing. It's beautiful having families here, and passing on that legacy of why we're doing what we're doing, and why it's so important. Podmore echoed his sentiments, pointing out the educational aspect of the crosswalk for future generations. As it says on the sign, "Lest we forget, we must never forget," he said.